We're learning Shmiras HaLashon now, Shar HaTorah, Perek Dalid, the paragraph which begins with Gam Avor Zeh, Motzu L'Yoy Srevis Boilam. The topic of discussion here is a very powerful one, and that is of the importance of learning Torah, and that a person who does not learn Torah, it's not just a private, personal issue between him and Hashem, but rather his actions have tremendous negative ramifications. And he tells us, the gam over zeh, this that a person does not set his time to learn Torah, motzi liyo sreifis boilam. There are sreifis boilam. Fire will consume any house, as we'll see in the next words. Sreifis, destruction, fire will exist. As Gemara tells us in the Sanhedrin, kol bayis, any house, when the words of Torah are not heard at night, fire will consume that house.
Heard where?
In the house? The Torah is not heard, called bayis, in the household, that the words of Torah are not heard in the house. It is important to be learning Torah now. So listen, if a person gets home at 12 o'clock at night from learning a whole entire day, and he has enough ounce of energy to just make it home and go to sleep, that's not what we. Yeah, that's not the concern. If you don't want to take the word bias literally, at least means in the household that person has been learning. The point is that this individual, that Baal HaBayis, has to make sure he's using his time when his time can be used to be learning Torah. Yadua shekol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. We know that all the Jewish people are connected. We are all related. And therefore, says Rabbi Yoina in his Igeres HaTshuva, Rabbi Yoina of the Baal HaRishayim tells us in his letter of repentance, Keshe b'nei Adam poiskim malachtam u'me'iskeyem v'holchim l'batehem. When people finish their work, and they engage in their business activities, and they go to their homes, they go to their house. Or they sit by the street corners. And they are bottle. They're doing nothing. Nothing worthwhile. And they're talking nonsense. Now, how did he start off? He said the person already finished work. So it's not a discussion where the person has to make his livelihood. He finished his parnasa for the day. He finished his quota. What did he do? He went out to his house, or he went to the street corner, or whatever he can find time to schmooze about nonsense. Those days, they didn't have other electronical devices to waste their time. This is a tremendous evil, and his sin is very powerful, very heavy. Why is that? Because they are mevazim es ha-Torah. These people are disgracing the Torah. They are mevazim es ha-Torah. She'ilu hayu ma'aminim she'in tachlis matan schara. Because if a person really believes, like we say every single morning, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam, the Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs, if a person really believed these words that he is saying, what is he wasting his time for? What is he wasting his time doing nothing? Lama lo yeshivu raglei in the base hamedrash lilmoid. Why are his feet not taking him to walk to the base hamedrash? The base hamedrash belongs to be packed. Le'ivra layla elil agirsa. Chazal tell us, why was night created? La'ivra laila, ivra means to create. The nighttime was created, la'girsa, for learning Torah. Whether it's in the house, whether it's in the base medrash, that is the purpose of the night. Ha'alai ha'adam zariz va'otz baraglav la'malachtoye v'la'asokov. V'yadea ki ha'kol hevel. A person is very quick and light on his feet when it comes to go to learn Torah. When it comes, excuse me, to learn, go to parnasa. When he has to make a living, he's off and running. How is it possible that a person will forget the purpose of why he's here in this world? And he won't take a day or two or an hour of the days or some time and set aside to learn Torah. A person should not say to himself, don't worry, there's time to go learn. I'll just go take care of my mundane activities first. I'll learn afterwards. Rabbi Yonah says a person should not say that. Likroi bet Torah v'lasek v'mitzis utstokos. I'll involve myself with learning Torah. V'lasek v'mitzis utstokos. And to be involved with different mitzvahs and staka. Oshem la'ashem. That itself is a crime. It's a chait, a sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For a person to say, you know what? I'll learn later. There's always later. Like the sign. Why do it now if I can do it later? Of course, it's all backwards. V'aruch Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Al HaPasuk, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo, V'etz Mitzvosoi Heifar. What does it mean, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo? That Hashem despised this situation. That the person despised Hashem's words and he rejected the mitzvahs. Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo, the word of Hashem, this person despised. That's mitzvosa heifar. And he rejected the mitzvahs of Hashem. He korist, the nevashahi avoy nebo. What's the response? What's the punishment? This person, he korist, will be cut off. He'll be cut off by Hashem. He is left with his avoy nebo. He is left with his sin. Up to Shemayim. The chol she'efshar lo lasik b'Torah v'eino oisek. Whoever has the ability to learn Torah. V'eino oisek. But he does not. Shubayze es devar Hashem. He is disgracing the word of God. Alkein, therefore, chayiv kol odom l'sakein mokayim l'beisoy. Lilmoid sham halachos ay mikra kol echad lefi arkai. We started off over here discussing kol bayis she'ein divrei Torah nishmoin bo b'layla. Any house that the words of Torah are not heard at night. He's discussing specifically the house. Of course, if a person takes his feet and he runs to the Beis Medrash, that's also appropriate. But he's telling us a person has to have a place in his house, which is designated, this is the place I'll learn. If he doesn't have the room in his house for private study, so he takes a place on this table. This is the place, this is the time, this is when I am dead to the world. He takes his cell phone, he turns it off, he takes out the battery, he hides it, he forgets where he puts it afterwards, different story. That's it. And what's he going to learn there? Halacha, Chumash, every single person according to his level. And I want to suggest, whatever the level a person's on, his goal should be to elevate that level. There's not one businessman, and we're all businessmen, if I may say, that says, you know what, I make $1 million this year, I want to make sure I make $1 million next year. It doesn't exist. Make $1 million in 1. You make $2 million. Right? We're all millionaires here, right? $3 million. Whatever level a person's on, he should always strive to be on a higher level. And when a person finishes his work and finishes taking care of his mundane activities, which we all have to do, you have to get the suit from the cleaners for Shabbos. You have to buy the detergent for the laundry. Whatever he has to take care of, he has to take care of it. But when he's finished taking care of these things, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he has to have his mindset, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go learn now. That's my makom. That's where I have to go. And And with this establishment that he is misaking, that he establishes in his lifestyle, to make sure that his days are organized and set, that I will learn Torah after I finish taking care of my everyday function that I need to take care of to live in this world. I will go to the Beis Medrash. I will go to the place in my house where I will not be distracted and I will learn Torah. He will save himself minei shachas. Let's be straightforward. From Gehenim. And he should think, what will be the end? What will be when I move on from this world? As the sages have told us, we should look into the future. Where are my investments? My spiritual investments. What is the purpose of my existence here in this world? Rabbi Yonah says that it's appropriate for a person to fine himself, to give a knas, that every single day a person is obligated to learn Torah. It's just like we are obligated to breathe if you want to stay alive every single day. Talmud Torah is not just once a week or once a month or once who knows when. When there's an important gathering in the community. Talmud Torah is every single night. And he's telling us that a person has to have that mindset that if I miss that night, I'm going to take out a money, a dollar, a certain amount of money, whatever each person, kafi yicholta, whatever level he's on, if a dollar won't mean anything to him, take out $50. If $50 is too much, whatever it is, each person according to his own situation, and say, if I miss that night, I'm going to put that money in stock. I know what you might be thinking. How is that a knas? At least you're getting a mitzvah giving tzedakah. So what you do is you think of the person who you have to work on, bein adam l'chaveiro. And you haven't come to the level of a haftarecha kamoicha, to the greatest level with this person yet. You know the one that always, like, as you're pulling into the shul parking lot, he gets that spot right before you, and then you look around, that's the last spot. You know that type of person, and he waves to you, you know? Or the person, as you finally, you know, get into shul with your talis bag, and you see who's sitting in your seat. Of course, right? Yeah, we can elaborate. Yeah. If you really want to give yourself a knas, you put that money in an envelope, and at the end of the month, you go give it to him and say, listen, go get yourself a nice safer. He opens it up, he says, a nice safer? I could buy a whole library with this amount of money. That's a real knas. It's really hitting hard. Hitting home. Okay. Now I want to share with you, and with this we'll conclude Perek Dalid, the footnote that is in front of us that the Chavetz Chaim brings. Some editions is on the bottom of the previous page. The Chavetz Chaim said, I heard a story about a certain individual, a very wealthy person. Who retired and gave it all up. He joined for Seder. And v'charu olav echad b'nei beis aviv v'anshei beisoi lachzir l'inyona harishon. And his family and friends approached him. And they tried to get him back. You know, they realize he's possessed. And he's losing it. And they want to bring him back to that original status and position of his lifestyle. And he didn't pay attention to them. And they finally gave up hope from bothering him anymore. Ushalu anoshim amakirim oisai mikvar lo oskon laskon godol beiza oifin paul baatzmai shloi lahatis oizin latzaka san shibeisai. His friends asked him, how are you able to withstand that peer pressure from your family members to get back to the 173rd floor of your building, which you own, and to make more and more millions? How are you able to avoid that pressure from your family? Vayan v'yomer leim, and he answered the question as follows. He's bainanti b'meshe umru chazal. This is a true story, by the way. It's not a mashal. This is a true story now. The person says, "Is bainanti b'meshe umru chazal." I contemplated, and I was focusing and concentrating on the words of Chazal, "Ein hatoyer miskayemes." We had this in this chazal from the pasuk in the parsha a few weeks ago. The Torah is not miskayemis, does not exist as a kiyum. Will not stay by a person unless he's meimis atzmo yaleh, unless he literally kills himself over it. What does it mean to kill himself? It says v'chaybem. We don't die. We have to learn and live the Torah. So it explains as follows. Pirusha ki'ilu kvar meis, as if he died. What does that mean? V'haynu she'yizbaynin ba'atzmai ki'ilu kvar gomar kol asokov v'shohya b'koychai v'gam gomar behem as yimei chayav. The person answered, this wealthy individual said, you know how I was able to withstand that peer pressure from my family members? You know what I did? I envisioned that I already finished all of my necessities of my job here in this world, and I died. My life was over. I died. No one lives forever, and I died. And he was now standing in front of the court. Not the court on Union Avenue, the court up in Shemayim. And over there, there's no such thing as malfunctions on the computers. It's voice command or thought command, however it works, I don't know. And he was held, taken to task in all of his aspects of his daily life. That he wasted his time, all the time he wasted. And he came out guilty. They passed him guilty. And he's screaming out, "Oily, vaily, aroya masai v'aroya inyonai." He's screaming out. Once again, this is his imagination running, viewing this. What would have happened had he had not left his ways of life? And he's screaming out, "Woe is to me! What's going to be with me? Now it's too late." And he said, you know what? In this envisioning of the din, that judgment that he was in, they said to him, the court said, you know what? We'll give you one chance. We'll give you an opportunity to go back down and learn Torah. That's what you're created for. Now, once again, this person doesn't need the money. Go back down and learn Torah. Says the person, Im Kain, Yachshiv Odom Ba'atzma Lefi Avaynoisov, Shayuroi Loi Lomus Mikvar. The person should really envision his lifestyle that according to his Averis that he has committed over the lifetime of his existence, he should have been dead already. And if after this moves, this death, Hashem dealt with him bechesed gadol, and Hashem would give him the opportunity to come back with tshuva, meaning to learn Torah, he would not weaken himself for one millisecond from learning Torah. So what kind of damage is it that Hashem's lengthening his life? Hashem doesn't have to kill him first, take him away, and then bring him back. He has the opportunity right now in this world. This is what the person, this wealthy man, responded. Kedei she'yaseh tshuva b'chayiv mamish. He'll do tshuva here in his lifetime. Therefore, a person has to definitely do tshuva for his actions and learn Torah on a regular basis. At least have a set time tamid la Torah on a regular basis, learning Torah, and not to listen one iota to those people who want to pull him out from learning Torah. With this, we conclude Perek Dalet with a very powerful story, a real, true life story, where a person said, why do I have to wait till I die and have that punishment waiting for me? Let me realize I have the opportunity right now in this world to make sure I learn Torah and use my time properly. Have a nice day.